Blog Talk Radio.
Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry. I hope everyone is doing okay tonight. It's been a long week, but God has been with us each and every day. The purpose of our ministry is a ministry embracing widows, to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many years of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. 1 Timothy 5:3. The next chapter was created to help widows recover from the loss of that special someone, their husband. Widows have no specific identity. You may be young, old, poor, or wealthy, with or without children. Your loss could have been sudden or unexpected. While there are many diverse situations, the common link is the marital relationship that was created, regardless of the years. The emotional distress can be overwhelming when someone you have shared secret with, made love with, laughed with, been angry with, and a host of other scenarios passes, that person is missed. There is an emptiness that no one can fill. Who understands? Who can I talk to? Who can help me with all the details? How can I cope? These challenges give birth to the next chapter. It is a time to turn to the next chapter in your life. We are here to help you do just that. God is the giver of life. He's also the one who takes it. With the spiritual insight and personal experience of our ministry, we are there to help you do each and every day. Tonight, we will begin talking about angels' protection, God's protection. And this particular topic tonight comes from Psalms 91:11. For he will command his angel concerning you to guide you in all your ways. That's nothing but the Father. He's always there. And he sends his angels to be there for you each and every day. I'm going to read you a story now. And this really has a lot to do with the angel protection. And I'm going to also go to some verses in the Bible that it talks about how God sends his angels to protect us and to be there for us when we need him. The loneliness that follows the loss of a loved one can sometimes prompt unrealistic fears. The empty house may seem threatening. Isn't it great to know that God's angel protects us? We can't see him with our physical eyes, but this doesn't mean that they aren't there. As I was pressing, this is a story from a book, and this lady is talking about an experience that she went through in proving that there was an angel. As she was pressing a dress in her basement, the phone near the iron board rang. When the iron still in my hand, I picked up the receiver. A tall man is watching your house. And the voice on the other end was startling. What did you say? As her knees started to shake, the husky voice slowly repeated his message, almost without thinking. I said, "That's okay. An angel is watching my house too." That was her response. The voice said, "A tall man is watching your house." And she came quickly back saying, "That's okay. Angels are watching my house too." Angels are watching my house. A few days earlier, she had, just before this happened to her, she was listening to a tape, the 91st Psalms, 11th verse. Assured me that God's angels were protecting me. Why should I fear a tall man when angels were all around me? For several weeks, she was receiving tapes from her church, which were talking about the chapter Revelation, which she requested from a local church. That week, the church secretary had accidentally sent her Psalms tape instead of the one in Revelation. As soon as I mentioned angel protection, the phone line went dead. I waited a few minutes, then went upstairs and looked up the window for a reassurance. There was no tall man in sight. She realized that the phone call was probably a hoax, but she phoned the police anyway. They told her that they were receiving several phone calls about such from someone, and there was no cause for concern. It was just a hoax. I was relieved by the pronouncement, but at the same time, I praise God that He had prepared me ahead of time to put my trust in His protection. Now, when things happen to you, you never know what you're going to do, and you never know what you're going to say. That particular time, because she had listened to that tape, and the tape was in reference to, it was 91 Psalms and 11th verse, which it indicated to her, and this is in the NIV version, he will command his angels concerning you to guide you in all your way. And she immediately replied that she had angels watching her house too. If she had not read that message, she may have been very nervous, worried, and also would not have reacted the way she did. So God had prepared her to be ready for that phone call. So even though that you think that God is not there for you sometimes, He's there. He prepares us, and He gives us resources and different things to help us when situation happens. I would like to also refer back to some of all the, there's so many places in the Bible, New and the Old Testament, that talks about how angels shows up to be there for different individuals in the Bible. He was there for David in the lion's den. he was there with Meshach and Abednego. He was there all over the Bible. But I want to go back to Psalms 91:11. He shall, this is from the King James Version. For he shall give his angel charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. There is another one that I read often. It's 34, the 34th chapter of Psalms, the 7th verse. And I also read the 8th verse as well. The angel of the Lord encamp around me, around them that fears him and delivers them. And I also like this, the number 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. And we must always trust in him, especially when in time of trouble, that we need to be there, read his word, and to trust in his word as well. There's another chapter, Matthew, the 4th chapter, the 11th verse. Also, I'd like to read the 10th verse as well. When Jesus said, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt not worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." In number 11, then the devil leaves him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. So God sent his angel to be there with Jesus also. So there's so many places in the Bible that is mentioned about angels. And I believe in angels. I believe that he always has angels camp around me and my children to protect us through the different things that we are going through throughout each day. So just believe that God is there with you at all times. I also like to have, I have some more readings about protection. The Lord your God will lead you and protect you in you on every side. That's Isaiah 52:12. We all have fears. Fears of harm, fears of losing a child, fear of being alone, fear of failure. When your fears rise up and threatens to overcome you, when you feel sick in your stomach, pit of your stomach, and your heart aches with anxiety, remember this. God is with you every day, every hour, every moment. Focus on him. Really focus, and you will see that your fears are nothing more than a spectacular that is swept away in his presence. Here's another message about protection. The Lord watches over all who loves him. That's Psalms 145:20. Like any loving parent, your heavenly Father keeps you in his constant care, never letting you out of your sight. You have no reason to fear, for he's always with you, ready to face whatever comes your way. He will not fail you. In some cases, he will warn you ahead of time, and he does. He does warn you. He sometimes will give you insight in different ways that he does. He will, he will supernaturally remove you from a danger situation. And there will be times when he will hold your hand as you walk through fire. He is your God. And when he's not there, he will send his angel to camp around you. Many times, I heard a story from a minister one day, And he indicated that he was going down the expressway with his mom and someone else in the car. And as he was going along, he switched lane. He was talking to his mother, and he switched lane. And when he switched lane, something came from a truck, off the truck, came flying. If he didn't change that lane, that particular thing would have hit his windshield and would have caused an accident or harm to him and his passengers. So sometimes when God finds different ways to protect you, he gives you insight. Just by this minister following God's, hearing God's voice and changing that lane, it saved their lives from any harm or danger that could have caused from a car accident. So sometimes he gets you to do different things, even upon an accident when you go into another lane or whatever. He's just guiding you to protect you. Sometimes you do get an accident, but the thing to it, he's protect you. He's still alive, even though sometimes the car, you might have some, you know, injury or whatever. He's always there to protect us in so many different ways. I have some other readings tonight that I, as I read throughout the week, was very inspiring and helped me through different moments of my day. I would like to also read about strength. This particular reading came from my daily word. It's titled Strength. Strength stands as a mountain and flows like a river within me. Listen to this, because this is such a powerful message. It may sometimes feel as though too much has been asked of me, or that too much has been taken from me. At such time, I pray and feel the strength of God within me. Nothing too great can be asked of me, for I am a mountain of strength. I stand tall and sincere. I am a powerful force for God's will. Nothing that is of God, such as hope, courage, and faith, can be taken from me. I am a river of faith. I am empowered by love, yet able to yield when non-resistance is the best source of action. I set my course with faith and love. As I affirm these prayers, I become calm and see a new possibility for life ahead of me. I am a mountain of strength, a river of faith. I stand in sincerity and flow in love. Verse coming from Romans 4:20. No distrust made him wavering concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God. After reading that, I had to share it with my coworker, because that was such a powerful message, and I wanted to share it with others because I know how much it impacted me while I was reading it. And I shared it with several of my coworkers, and they were very appreciative in receiving that. Sometimes when God gives you blessing, it's always good to share it with others as well. And I wanted to share with you tonight as well, because we must stay focused and praying for others, being there for others, and also helping others in any way that we can, and not just to hold on to things ourselves. Share it with others. Because one day last week, I was going through just a moment at my office, and one of my coworkers sent me an email. And that reading, that spiritual reading that she sent me, was just right on time. And I called her and told her that that was so special to me, because I needed to hear that. So whenever you receive something from the Father that inspires you, share with others, because you don't know how much that you can continue to spread God's word by sharing that message that he gave you. And just continue to be there. Just always focus on other people as well. And sometimes it'll take your worries and whatever you may be going through away from you by sharing and talking to others about situations. Because sometimes when you just waddle in your fear and your worries, it just makes you more and more depressed. So when you read something that inspires you, be assured that it can also inspire others as well. I have one other piece of reading that I read this week that was very dear to me as well. It said, "I value and give thanks for my oneness with God. When I think of the things that I value most in life, I may turn my thoughts to my relationship and my experience and to concern material things, my home or possession. But all of these things are secondary to my faith in God. I am at one with God, attuned to a higher presence and power. Through God's wisdom within me, I am open to divine idea, renew and revitalize, guided and prosper. As I appreciate my relationship with God, everything else in my life falls into place. All that I need and desire is provided in the right time and the right way. My oneness with God is the foundation of my life, and I know that I am divinely cared for each and every day." That is coming from Psalms 37, 3. "Trust in the Lord and do good, so you will live in the land and enjoy security. Security, protection of his angels. Just know that God has an angel camped around you right now, and he's there to protect you and be there for you, helping you through all that you may be going through. Even the good times, even the good days, when you are very uplifted, an angel is there watching over you. And it's so blessed to know that there's a God that loves us so much that even though when he's not present, he sends his angels and encamps his angels around us to protect us and be there for us. Well, I would like to also announce that we are having a meeting this coming Saturday to prepare for our 7th anniversary. I can't believe that it's been 7 years. And we want to have a great celebration. So all who can be in attendance, please be at my home this coming Saturday from 9 to 10:30 to go over the program so everything can be in order and so we can have a great celebration. If anyone would like to say anything out there, you're welcome to come on the air, and we have about 7 minutes. So you're welcome to press the option 1 and come on the air and speak or say anything that you may like to share regarding angels protecting you, maybe a testimony that you have experienced recently, how you felt that it was an angel there for you. I know there's an angel there for me because I've been in many situations, and I know only God, his angel, was there to protect me. I can tell you about a lot of different experiences, but tonight we only have 6 more minutes. Please continue to be prayerful for other widows as well. If there's someone that you know have lost a spouse, please encourage them to call each Tuesday night from 11 to 11:30. We will begin having speakers after our anniversary. Our anniversary is September 18. from 9 to 12 noon at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. After that, we will be on the air the week after our 7th anniversary for 1 year. I can't imagine. I am really, it seems like it was just 3 or 4 months ago we got on the air. I thank Sheila Coley for finding this website, God guiding her to this website. This is a free website that we try to encourage widows through the first 3 years of your loss. Some of us have gone through our losses longer than that. And I want us to be able to give back by giving testimony how you have gotten through your first 3 years, beginning on the month of October. I would like to have a testimony from each widow that will come on the air and give a testimony, because that will encourage others to how to get through their losses as well. But we will be on the air after the week of our 7th anniversary for 1 year, and that's such a blessing that God has given us, a free talk show that we don't have to pay any funds. God continues to bless us in so many different ways, and we know that he has a call for us to do more, and we are just going to wait and be guided by his word and just knowing that something greater is there for us to share and to minister to widows and helping them in any way that we possibly can. At our anniversary, we will have speakers and resources, information on other resources that you might be interested in. It will be Social Security questions and answers, home improvement, wills and living wills, and other resources that you may need during this time where you have to step in and be the father and mother or the lady or the man of the house. He will prepare you, and we hope that this information, these information that we're going to be giving out, and we're going to have people coming in to talk about it as well. So be available for this, and we want you to be a part of this anniversary. So please come and attend and help us to celebrate this great occasion. Is there anyone that would like to say anything tonight before we end our program? Sheila, is that you?
Mary?
Uh-huh.
Mary.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I just wanted to be able to let you know I just think you're doing just a fantastic job, and I want to keep you encouraged. And I wanted to say it where other people can hear that that you put much effort into the planning the anniversary and preparing every week, and I want us to be willing to take responsibility and do our own, and everybody do their part in order to support our 7th anniversary. I wanted to share that with everyone this evening to let you know that we appreciate you. We do, especially me.
Well, thank you. There's someone else on the air wants to speak as well. So let me see what.
Yeah, this is Mandy. Mary?
Okay.
Yes. Thank God for you. This is Mandy. And you are doing such a beautiful job. We are so proud of you. And God put you in that spot just for us. So keep up the good work, and we're looking forward to our anniversary, and we're inviting everybody that we can to come out and share this great occasion with us. God bless you and all of you.
Well, thank you so much, Miss Mandy. So
Amen.
Just spread the word that we need everybody there on Saturday so we can go over the program have a great and successful event. And
all right.
More in store for us.
Yes, he does.
And we pray that everyone have a blessed and a wonderful week. And I will be back on Tuesday. And just knowing that God will be there for you, and he will have his angel camped around you. Whatever He will give you that strength that you need. Just refer to Psalms 91:11, Psalms 34:7, just letting you know that he's there with his angels. Be blessed and have a great week, and I'll see you on Saturday. Good night.
I got to know my own strength.